Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Module 10, Build Relationships. The ability to build a team requires an understanding of how to build relationships. Relationships determine how the team will function and what will become of team chemistry. The key to building relationships are found in respect, empathy, and open communication. Additionally, it is important to share credit as a team. Respect. Respect seems like a simple concept, but this common sense behavior is often overlooked in relationships. The problem with showing respect is that it can mean different things to different people. Often, the advice is to treat people the way you want them to treat you, but some people are more sensitive than others. The best way to show respect in a team setting is to demonstrate common courtesy. Being polite will go a long way towards demonstrating respect. Other actions that show respect are
created with free version
acceptance,
for non-commercial use.
Treat all people with dignity. Attention. Give individuals your full attention. Considerate. Be considerate of the feelings of teammates. When teammates get to know and understand each other, they will have a better understanding of how to show respect. Empathy. Empathy is a necessary people skill that will help build relationships. People with empathy are able to see the world from the perspective of others and recognize their emotions. Some people are naturally more empathetic than others. There are, however, ways to help implement empathy among team members. Steps. Pay attention to another person's perspective. Validate the viewpoint of others. Examine personal views and biases. Listen and try to hear what is being communicated. Be willing to change the personal perspective. Consider what other people will do.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Open communication. Communication between team members should be open and honest. Team leaders are responsible for demonstrating open communication techniques and encouraging it in others. The best way to accomplish this is through share information across the entire team. Have regular meetings. Implement an open door policy. Reward people who share and communicate ideas. Choose methods that make communication easy for all team members. Be vulnerable with others. Open communication will help build relationships between team members and develop chemistry. Share credit. Effective teams share credit with each other. Leaders need to model credit sharing with the team. Sharing credit makes the individual team members feel appreciated for the efforts. Shared credit also encourages people to participate in activities and help each other.
Created with free version for non-commercial
use. Sharing credit does not mean that individual strengths are ignored. It is important, however, to recognize that these individual strengths work together to create success as a team. You can share credit through praising them to supervisors, group thank you emails, public recognition. Case study. Maya was having difficulty developing relationships within her team. Some of them were standoffish and seemed to distrust her. She asked her mentor George to give her some advice. He asked her about her communication methods. Maya admitted that she was not comfortable being vulnerable with people, but she tried to encourage them to communicate with her. George encouraged her to develop a policy of open communication, but he explained that she would have to set the example and lead by communicating herself.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.